everything else, I say Carl Bray's a very nice man. He's accessible. He seems to be a young, bright fellow. And it makes you wonder how he gets into these spots. But I think it's, as I said, because he gets into this position because of his dedication to his cause.
That's court reporter Bob Bryson of the Salt Lake Tribune in Utah. He's talking about a folk hero of sorts, Carl Bray, a man dedicated to his cause.
His cause, in essence, is he firmly believes that the Internal Revenue Service laws are illegal. And he bases this on what he claims are constitutional privileges. But he claims that, in essence, from what I've heard of him and talked to him, he claims that the Internal Revenue Service laws are illegal and that people shouldn't have to pay them. He's told me countless times that if he has to, he'll go to jail for it. It's just that simple.
And that's where Carl Bray is today, in jail for 2 years for failure to pay his income tax. It all started back in 1973. Bray put a full-page ad in the Salt Lake Tribune. The ad disputed the government's right to impose wage and price controls and dared the authorities to prosecute him for saying so. But that was only the beginning, as reporter Bryson explains.
Well, when I first became aware of Carl Bray was when Carl became active in several areas. First, he began anti-tax protest movement. Then I later became aware of him when Carl became a candidate for Congress here in Utah. And that was, he ran on the Libertarian Party. Some of his tribulations then approximately began about this time. The first thing was that happened was the Internal Revenue Service wanted some of his business records for a business he'd been involved in, a mint. And they subpoenaed the records. Carl refused to turn them over. And then the IRS went to court to enforce the subpoena, ordering that he turn them over. So Carl was, as a result of that action, was anyway found in contempt of court for not turning them over, and then was sentenced as a result of it. Then later on, the IRS charged him with failure to file his tax returns for several years, 2 years, I believe. And that was the next problem he had. And then in between there, Carl also became involved, I guess, rather heavily in the tax protest movement. He was charged with illegal use of Internal Revenue insignia, a misdemeanor, and anyway, was convicted of that charge. What he was supposed to have done is he and some other gentlemen, two other men, made up some phony IRS insignia and were supposed to go out and put them on cars, and these were seizure notices. The idea was supposed to be, according to this Internal Revenue Service undercover agent, that the people would get up, find the IRS seizure notices, then become upset and call the Internal Revenue Service. And the times I've talked to Carl about his problems, he's steadfastly maintained that these are his views. If he has to, he'll go to jail for them.
Somewhere in a jail cell in California sits Carl Bray, former candidate for Congress, author of a book called Taxation and Tyranny, and the mastermind behind such memorable phrases on his tax return as do not pass, go, do not collect $200. Somewhere in that jail cell, the IRS thinks it has a criminal. Little do they know, he's a minor hero in the state of Utah for doing what some people had no courage to do.
Some people have no doubts that Carl Bray is right and that he's doing the thing he should be doing, that the Internal Revenue Service is wrong, and that the law is wrong. Carl has attracted the attention of the IRS. I don't think necessarily that they're out to get him, perhaps any more than any other people. But I'm also certain, too, that they're not going to, they can't afford, really, to allow Carl to make some of the statements go unchallenged. They, I think, have been keeping a close eye on his activities, have been watching him. This seems to be indicated by the undercover agent they had back when he was charged with the illegal use of the Internal Revenue Service insignia. And some people feel that, or seem to feel, and some of the residents seem to feel, that Carl is right, that we shouldn't have to pay taxes, that the IRS is harassing him, and that he is a victim of big government oppression.
Reporter Bob Bryson of the Salt Lake Tribune in Salt Lake City, Utah.